From Paradox to Absurdity, the Lots of Anger and Little Humour edition. Camcron 3, for metaphor worse. Well, indeed it was, for nursing perhaps. For me, I've grown accustomed and resilient to disappointment. I choose to remain an optimist. It's part of my personal wellness plan. So in the light of this decision by Nursing Council, we clearly need to address the use of clinically, culturally unsafe metaphor usage within the profession. We must establish a college of appropriate metaphors to formulate guidelines and, as an emergency measure, put an immediate stop to any form of storytelling at the bedside. We celebrate ourselves as a profession. And why not? After all, we have a national framework of university education with real professors, and all the academic trimmings, we have colleges and conferences, journals and researchers, scholarships and clinical nurse specialists, an advisor to the Ministry of Health, no less. And now to cap it off, we even have a substantial pay rise. Yep, a global profession with an international congress and a strong shared history and tradition of unconditional care and self-sacrifice for our fellow human beings. A profession built around gender inequity and abuse in Western cultures. Yet a profession which rose above subservience and established the finer human qualities of the carer and nurturer as the core roles of the global nursing identity. Common to this global nursing community is a professional commitment to protect safety and save life, and generally act for the greater good of the community. All except in New Zealand, apparently. I've been found guilty of professional misconduct by Nursing Council because, when core services failed, I acted under the instructions of the police to protect the safety of the community and save life, succeeding in my objective. Although I did swear once or twice and use a metaphor or two. Despite almost 2 years of process now, during which I've approached both Colleges of Nursing, NZNO and the Te Runanga Group, none were able to enter into dialogue about the ethical issues concerned, let alone express support or otherwise. Why is this so? Are the higher echelons of New Zealand nursing so polluted with political agendas and self-interest that they feel muted and unable to offer a professional opinion about a very real nursing situation? And if they do feel muted, what do they fear? And within a profession as virtuous in philosophy and as altruistic, where does fear fit? Perhaps it's because we have a system of governance which is so punitive and adversarial. It has been my experience that Nursing Council is ill-served by legislation and process and is neither qualified, experienced or adequately orientated to the theatre of practice to hold sway over the profession of mental health nursing. I have found the whole organisation to be restricted by a conservative deontologism that not only has no place in the domain of mental health care, but does in itself pose a real risk to the rights of the mental health consumer and the quality of care he receives. What on earth chance does the Ministry of Health have of implementing the Blueprint for Mental Health Services for New Zealand 2005 to 2015, when the governing body of a profession pivotal to the implementation of that plan so clearly chooses to remain oblivious to current mental health nursing theory base and the realities of clinical practice? Or perhaps all these things are just symptoms of a greater malaise that permeates New Zealand nursing education and has been the subject of so much nursing press recently. A parasitic cult of mediocrity that entered nurse education on the soft, vulnerable underbelly of cultural safety education in the early 90s, perhaps. Whoops, there's more inappropriate metaphor usage. I definitely should be struck off for that one. I am most clearly not yet rehabilitated. I now enter into the judicial system and ask a High Court judge to make a decision about my professional conduct. The optimist in me says that this is now about natural justice, and that I am more likely to find this in a court of law. I've got no expectation now, other than a really good story to write.